Nolte, Donald Trump's GOP support tops Joe Biden's Dem support by double digits. By John Nolte on July 12, 2022. A full 66% of Republican voters want Donald Trump to run for president again, while only 51% of Democrats say the same about Joe Biden. When it comes to a possible 2024 rematch, among their respective bases, Trump is up a whopping 15 points over Hunter's dad. Trump is also in better shape than he was when he won the nomination in 2016 with 45% of the total primary vote. In other words, when it comes to the potential of a bruising 2024 primary battle, you'd much rather be Trump than slow Joe. What's more, Biden is a sitting president. Sitting presidents almost always waltz into the nomination for their second term. Meanwhile, Trump, allegedly, lost a presidential election in 2020, and not since Adlai Stevenson 60 years ago, has a party remained faithful to a candidate who lost a presidential re-election campaign, or lost as that party's nominee. In worse news for Joe, as awful as that 51% showing from Morning Consult / Politico is, it is way better than Monday's New York Times poll, which shows 64% of Democrats do not want Hunter's dad to run for re-election. Better still, the Morning Consult / Politico poll was taken specifically to gauge the effect of the kangaroo court known as the rigged January 6 committees on Trump's support. Well, his GOP support in October of last year was 67%. Today's it's 66%. Biden's support in November of last year was 62%, now it's 51%. Oh, and Donald Trump remains the most popular politician in America. Despite what the fake media want to push, Trump's popularity within his own party doesn't just remain strong. It remains improbably strong for a defeated, allegedly, presidential candidate. And not just a defeated, allegedly, presidential candidate, but one who has weathered a relentless multi-billion dollar smear campaign by way of the corporate media for the whole 18 months he's been out of office. Today, the far-left New York Times is trying to push the narrative that Trump is in trouble with his base because half of the base would choose someone other than Trump as the nominee in 2024. Okay, but in 2016, Trump received only 45% of the primary vote, so he's actually improved his standing with the GOP over the last 5-plus years. What's more, in this New York Times poll, 75% of Republican voters would not choose the man in second place, Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL. In a head-to-head with DeSantis, a Fox News poll showed Trump thumping second place DeSantis 62-26%. That's a 36-point lead, in a Fox News poll, and Fox News hates Trump. The gaslighting and spin about Trump being in trouble with the GOP base is coming from a fake media backed by billions of corporate dollars and is as desperate as it is transparent. It is also failing. Personally, I like DeSantis, and were he and Trump to face off in 2024, it would be a tough choice. So I am in no way attempting to dismiss or insult the most dynamic governor in America. Nevertheless, you have to laugh at a media panicking as their kangaroo court known as the rigged January 6 committee go down in flames along with Joe Biden's re-election chances. You have to laugh even harder as the media try to put those fires out using polls that show the exact opposite of bad news for Trump. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.